Hello everyone, and welcome to Biopedia. Today, we're going to go back towards ecology by introducing a common ecological term. This term is the biome. However, we are also going to be contrasting this with the term ecoregion. So, to start with, different sources that I've used broadly agree with each other in terms of what a biome actually is. The general idea is that this refers to a community, or set of multiple communities, which are spread out over a significant amount of territory and are broadly similar in terms of factors such as their flora, fauna, soil, and climatic particulars. Biomes are variable and do not experience sharp, immediate boundaries when you're travelling from one biome to the next. Instead, there is a gradual transition between the two. This reminds me of the concept of clines, which we last discussed back during episode 42. That's the general definition taken care of. However, it becomes more complicated when you talk about how many biomes there are. One source lists 10 broad categories which the Earth can be divided into in terms of biomes. These are marine areas, savannas, polar areas, rainforest in the tropics, deserts, tundras, Mediterranean habitat, boreal forest, and temperate grasses and woodlands. We should address the term Mediterranean here because it's not being used as a geographic designation. In point of fact, the Mediterranean biome is not just located in the Mediterranean Sea, but also in the area along Baja California and some regions along the South Australian coast, as well as the middle of Chile and parts of South Africa. This biome is humid in winter and arid with high temperatures in the summer. Little trees and shrubbery with wide leaves are frequently predominant in this biome, and it contains a tenth of the Earth's flora. Contrast this list of 10 biomes with Bowman's ecology, which changes the number of biomes to 9. They extend the savanna biome to also encompass seasonal forests in the tropics. They also split temperate forest into 3 in that the book discusses temperate woodlands which lose their leaves, temperate woodlands which do not, and temperate shrubbery. Finally, it doesn't mention the Mediterranean biome or the oceanic biome at all. Moreover, a diagram which seems to feature 11 biomes later on in the same book doesn't include savannas and adds mountains into the mix. In the reference book Island Biogeography, the laurel forests, which are found in Madeira, the Canary Islands and the Azores, are placed into a biome which is subtropical, where trees do not lose their leaves, and where the flora has broad leaves. You can tell that this is a more specific category again than the ones we have discussed so far. Island Biogeography doesn't talk about specific biomes any further, but I'm using it here to illustrate the point that different sources disagree on how many biomes there are exactly. To summarize biomes then, these are large slices of the Earth's territory which are largely similar in their climates and their ecological properties. Sources seem to disagree about how many of them there are, but many of the more iconic biomes such as deserts, tundra and savannas will be familiar to most and are broadly agreed upon. Let's wind this episode down with the concept of an ecoregion, which is a term standing in contrast to that of a biome. An ecoregion is essentially a subcategory which has even more similarities, and each biome is made up of different ecoregions. As an example, Madagascar is split between 2 different biomes, namely tropical rainforest in the east and desert in the west. However, it has about 7 different ecoregions, ranging from mangrove swamps in pockets along the northwestern coast of the island to lower elevation rainforests which run down the length of the east coast. One way of thinking about it is, if the biome were to be a national government, ecoregions might be a more regional government. They're smaller scale, and the areas within the ecoregions have more similarities again than areas within biomes do. With that distinction made, that about wraps it up for this episode. As always, thank you all for listening. I'm aware that I didn't go into the specific properties of each biome or potential biome here, but let me know if this is something you would be interested to hear more about in the future. Otherwise, feel free to reach out at the show's email address for any questions, comments, or topic suggestions for future episodes. Until next time, have a great week, everyone.